That was the band Orphan Land, going back to their very, very first demo called The Beloved's Cry. That song was called Above You All. I couldn't resist playing it because it came up randomly earlier this week, and it was like, you know, that was back when they were like really, really, like really, really intense and deathy. It's hard to believe that's the same band that did the album of Bool. One of my favorite bands, I sponsored them for Prog Power before, and I'll be seeing them on the boat. They're booked for the cruise as well. So another band that I'll be really enjoying seeing on the upcoming metal cruise, which is only like 40 days away. 25 bands left to announce, but it's only 40 days away, but whatever. All right, you had a request online for the band Cemetery. I'll play that in just a second here. They wanted to hear the song Sunrise Never Again. This goes back to 1993. This will be, so it's kind of like an old one here. I apologize, since it is kind of an old one, the sound quality might not be fantastic, but I'll do the best I can. But anyway, the requested song is Sunrise Never Again from the band Cemetery, and I'll go ahead and put that in just a second while I get this ready to go. Whoa. The microphone's all messing up. All right, so this is going to be Cemetery by request with Sunrise Never Again, and this is Wreckage, and this is WRAK Atlanta.
I
Love Cemetery right there. Song called Sunrise Never Again. What a great request that was. Let's see. Go back to here. Yeah, here it is. And that is from the album Godless Beauty. Came out in 93. They're from Sweden. And I noticed in passing, if I can get this up in a hurry here, but I noticed in passing that the band photography on that particular album apparently was done by the band and also Christopher Johnson, whose name is recognized, of course, because that's the guy who founded the band Therion. And so there you go. Speaking of Therion, if I can dig out something here, maybe real quick, I'll play some Therion. I'm going to wrap up the show in just a few minutes, by the way. I'm going to play, the last song I'm going to play is not going to be what I would call totally wreckage-y. Anyway, you'll understand when I get to it. But it's a band that just recently announced I guess it's a bit a comeback, or not a comeback, but a reunion show. And I'll probably play that as the last one. That should be interesting. Let me see if I can dig out something here. Da, 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 da. Where am I here? Okay. Yeah, I guess I'll do this. Here we go. All right, I happen to notice once again that the last band, their album photography was done by Christopher Johnson from Therion. So I'll play a song from Therion right now. This is perhaps one of their more thrashy numbers, I would think. Going back to the album Woven, the song is called The Wild Hunt. Here is here's Therion. This is Wreckage, and this is WRK Atlanta.
Yeah. Short but sweet.
That was Therion right there, the song called The Wild Hunt. Years ago, they actually played that at Prog Power USA as part of their show. I had emailed them, and I had emailed Christopher, actually, beforehand, asked them if they'd play it, if they might maybe add it to their set list. And they did. And that was really cool because from what he told me afterwards, it was the first time they'd ever played a song at the request of a single fan. So I was kind of like pretty happy about that. It made me feel pretty good. Anyway, so that was Therion, great band from Sweden. Wouldn't mind seeing them again, but they don't tour here very often because, let's face it, it's a pretty big operation to get that band over here because there's a lot of people in that band, a lot of members in that band. All right, I'm going to play something to end the show with tonight. It'll be a little bit different. So if you want, you can consider the actual metal part of the show. It'll be over if you'd like. But this band just announced that they're going to play a reunion show, kind of. It's going to be an encore. The band is called Mother's Day Out. And years and years ago, me and Tim actually befriended the band when they were first just starting out. They were kind of interesting. They were... They're from Batesville, Arkansas, and they were booked for a show to play in over in Memphis, opening for another band. And there was a label, an A&R rep from a label, big label actually, that was there to check out the headliner. And when they opened, and he actually liked Mother's Day Out better, and actually went ahead and booked them and you know basically signed them again instead. it was Chrysalis Records, so it was a pretty big deal. These guys were on the very, very first Mortal Kombat soundtrack with a kind of a bad looped version of a song on this from this same album. And they're actually poised to be pretty good. Kind of a dual vocal style, a bit like Beastie Boys, actually, from back then. And they were very young when they were signed. They were 17, 18, 18, 19, and 22, I think, or maybe a year before that, actually, when they were signed. So, but yeah, Tim and I befriended them. We saw them a couple of times on different shows, and so it was actually cool. Two of the members of the band right now, two or three, I think, are in the band Deadbird, and they're playing. If they're going to be playing a show over in Little Rock, Arkansas, in June, date and time and location to be announced. But they've also announced that they're going to get four out of the five members, original members of Mother's Day Out, together to perform like a little encore, probably a few songs as an encore, and I'm really considering going over there and seeing my buddies play again. So it'd be really cool. So I don't know. We'll see. I will play a song that'd be the first track from their album. And once again, these guys, I think, could have been really big. They were immensely popular in France. I know they went over there and did a live appearance, and they had to call security. And things almost got out of hand there. But anyway, the band is called Mother's Day Out, MUTHA*S, Day Out. The album is called My Soul Is Wet, the one and only album. And then the song I'm going to play is Locked. What actually happened with the band was they decided to break the band up, I think, because the label was being a bit too controlling, and decided to go ahead and break up, and that was the end of that. And they went on to different bands. Deadbird, also Arwake, the band Arwake. It's pronounced, you know, Wake, but R-W-A-K-E. So I'm going to play a song from them once again. This is Mother's Day Out. Looking forward to maybe seeing them, possibly. It'd be really good to see our friends again. I need to make sure Tim knows about this because Tim is actually the first person to discover them, and he dragged me along, and we became pretty good friends with him. So I'll never forget that fateful trip down to see them in St. Petersburg, Florida. Anyway, they're opening for Jackal, who are all from Atlanta, actually, in that particular show. They have the same management company. Anyway, so it was a New Year's Eve show. All right, this is going to be the band Mother's Day Out. The song is called Locked. This will do it for Wreckage tonight. Thanks for listening, and... let's see. I guess I should be here next week. I should be here. I think I'll be here all the upcoming weeks. Actually, I don't know who else will be here because we're coming in the holiday season. But I should be here pretty much every coming up Friday for a while until the Metal Cruise. I won't be here that week. But that's over in January. Okay, so this will be Mother's Day Out. The song Locked. Bit different here, but that's okay. It's the last part of the show. Here's Mother's Day Out. The song Locked. This is Wreckage, and this is WRK. Atlanta.
They crush my
That was Peeler by the Miami Dolphins from the album.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Georgia high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Georgia High School Association and the Georgia Athletic Directors Association.